Jump into a white hole, into a black hole, into another universe dimension. Jump, 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 take a quantum jump. Jump, 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 take a quantum jump. Yes, you know what day it is and you know what time it is. It's 12 midnight on the East Coast. It's 9 o'clock in Pacific time. And right here on the Big Island, it is 6 o'clock. And you are listening to the Inside Hour on BBSRadio.com with, you know, the man is back. Dr. Len is back, and tonight we are going to be talking about a lot of things and preparing to go to Sedona. But before we do that, I just want to bless everybody out there. I just want to hope everybody, I trust everybody had a wonderful week. I want to thank God. I want to thank God the most for having kept my health together and kept the rain falling and watering everything. I mean, it's all about appreciation. It's all about thanks. And that's what we have to give up more and more and more every day, is that appreciation for life. So without further ado, there's a lot of a-doing going around these days. I want to bring Dr. Len. Dr. Len, are you there?
Hi there, Reverend Roxy.
Oh, it's so good to have you back.
What a beautiful way to start the show with your lovely voice.
Oh, thank you very much. I've missed you.
I missed you, too. I missed everybody. Well, we had a very, very powerful, active couple of weeks. You know, releasing In Lies We Trust. Right now, you can see all 16 segments of In Lies We Trust on YouTube. I'm preparing to make some final edits in it so that we can get all the people who called in to request that we send them DVDs, and we're preparing those now. People are calling in, they're pledging donations, they're giving donations for the production of the DVD so that they can show it to their family and friends and local cinemas. And, you know, I'm very thankful, like you. I totally appreciate what you just said. You know, let's give it up to the Creator for blessing us so much in so many ways, from the rain that's actually fallen here in northern Idaho, and I guess by you too in Hawaii, to this special guest that we are going to have, I think, for a couple of minutes tonight. We're going to be blessed with somebody who many of you listeners know his great work on Genesis Communications Network. I'm talking about Dr. Bill Deagle. He might be joining us a little bit for a couple of minutes tonight, and I'll be joining him on his program on Genesis Communications Network tomorrow. So, I guess without further ado, let me just give it up also to Don Newsom, to Seth, everybody at BBS Central for doing the great work that they've been doing, and keeping not only the Inside Hour on the air, but all the other fine hosts who bless the airways through BBS Radio. I want to also thank our sponsors for the program, the publishing company that has published all my books and tapes and DVDs and CDs, and yes, we now have a new record company, Tetrahedron Records, that you can go see the new website and download some of Scott Huckabee's beautiful music at, let's see, what is it? It's PerfectCircleOfSound.com. PerfectCircleOfSound.com. Great website. Check it out. I want to also thank Healthy World Distributing for their Healthy World Store at www.healthyworldstore.com. And thanks for Jackie and for everybody else at Healthy World Store who's blessing us, keeping us going, keeping us on the airways, and keeping us moving forward. You know, we're not only doing what this ministry has been about doing, exposing the worst of the worst, the genocide, the Holocaust to beat all Holocaust. It's a global Holocaust. It's called the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical attack, not only on people's health, but on the mental state. Everybody that I know, I'm looking all around. I can't believe how fat people are. Reverend Roxy, they need to come out to the steam vent in Hawaii and work with you in those fields for a little while.
Well, you know, Dr. Len, you know, they have an opportunity to do that coming up here, bringing the new year with us over here on the Big Island, if they should so dare. I'm up for life coaching a few people on how to do without and do with less as we come into the uncertain 2008. All I'm certain about is the one thing, the Most High. And I think I heard a beep. Is Dr. Deagle, are you there?
I am indeed.
Hey, we got Dr. Bill Deagle with us.
Yes.
Well, welcome, brother. Thanks for joining us on the Inside Hour.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to come on and share with people because, as I like the Dr. Bruce Lipton's comments that we're all, in a sense, fractals in the higher dimensional nature of man as a corporate being, both non-local in time and space. And we're moving toward a time right now where we're going to go through a great transition that a lot of people are going to be forced to go through, that they may or may not want to go through, but this reality is going to happen. And right now we're dealing with a public that by and large are asleep or have been rocked to sleep by the snooze-tainment, the media, the big pharma, I call the doctors instead of medicine, doctors of eugenics. That are all cooperating to try to keep people asleep. I call soul sleep, so they don't really understand what kind of nature of creature or being they are, and the fact that they're co-creators of their own future, which can be a very dark future if they don't wake up soon.
Yeah, you know, I'm absolutely certain that about two-thirds of the people on this planet, just mentioning how obese people are, how sick and tired, ill, people depressed. The segments on television are hideous. I've turned that thing off, but every time I go on there for even just a couple minutes, I get blown out and recalling why it was I turned it off to begin with. You know, the drugging of our children, the poisoning of our populations through the genocidal weapons like vaccinations, all of these issues are clearly going to eliminate those who have no ears to hear our type of reality check. And the eyes to see the documentation we've advanced, and that I thank you for doing all the work that you've been doing. You know, I want to share, because this audience is kind of like prime. We've talked about something you mentioned to me earlier tonight in the Love Code, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, and in the mathematics that have been proven by Marco Rodin, brilliant mathematician. The 528 hertz frequency of love, it's really central to everything. The green color, our hearts, our heart chakras, the love that's emanating from the heavenly throne by our glorious Creator, who we were just thanking and praising moments ago for everything that we get. So, but you shared some fascinating things, new revelations for me, and I wonder if you'd be kind enough to share some of that information with the audience. You know, I'll just lead it off. You know, I've said to this audience for a while that if you had a great definition of a human being, the best that I could think of is you are a digital, bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibration. And
right.
Bill, please share, you know, take off from there and share and integrate your knowledge about the 528 love frequency at the center of all of this.
Well, interestingly, there's research that goes back over 30 years, and it's called Baker-Miller Pink, which is a particular frequency, and it turns out it's 528 in terms of nanometers, in terms of the frequency. If you actually put that frequency into the eyes of people of any age, whether they're in utero, which is what they see in utero, or at any other time, it calms them down by shutting down the amygdala in the very ancient parts of the brain, which, of course, they used to call the reptilian brain, the parts that could be the drive centers of aggression, and calms them down. Now, light, if you want to call it, whether it's we call energy frequencies, the body is actually, in a sense, a hologram. Now, when I say that, it's actually literally a hologram. Only about 7% of the DNA codes for alleles or proteins. 93%, they used to call musical DNA. In actual fact, it codes for a thing called quadruplexes, which are loops of DNA that picks up we call scalar frequencies and switches the genes on and off in picoseconds, depending on the frequencies that it receives. The transducer is in these proteins that are in the cell membrane, and it picks up frequencies that have three properties. They are sounds, which are called phonons. They are mazed, which means they're like a laser. They're mazed or coherent, and they have light properties, which are the same as far and near infrared frequency, just the same as a frequency of molecules in solution. And, of course, they are electro and electromagnetic, so that they are normal temperature superconductors. The energy is transmitted primarily along nerve pathways, collagen throughout the body, which is why scar tissue has such an effect on transmission of these frequencies, and through tight junctions in the cell membranes, which is why one of the very first things that happens to cells when they become cancer is they lose their J junctions, which are 4 angstroms, or the tight junctions, so they don't transmit the scalar frequencies to regulate cellular communication. Frequencies also are tied directly to different minerals. The minerals that people, you know, refer to as the different chakra levels are all dependent on different minerals. For example, the higher chakra that is the, if you want to call it the 7 different levels, the level in the base of the brain, which is the basal nuclei, is actually the place where the hyperdimensional cord of living waters is attached to the physical body through the astral plane. And the mineral that is regulated through is selenium. And if you go down to the other levels, the mineral that regulates the level at the level of the thyroid is iodine. Each of these minerals has a specific frequency, and they switch on or off specific genes that regulate these complexes. And the way that the DNA is coded is like a scalar hologram that picks up a frequency orchestra of specific frequencies that actually is like hierarchical codes of DNA written like computer code. So it builds literally a hologram of how to build the organism and how to function it, so that as a molecule is above a certain concentration or below, it switches the genes on and off. Of course, the transmission is through water molecules. So water molecule has a sacred geometry. So if you look at the sacred geometry of all the major temples, including the temples in Luxor in Egypt, the actual geometry of the pyramids is actually the same orthomolecular geometry as a water molecule, and the bonding pattern between the arms of the water molecule and the tetrahedron, which is what you've talked about before. They act as a scalar phonon maser transmitter, so they actually acquire the archetype of these frequencies and transmit it from one biomolecule to another, so it acts as a transmitter of these informational intelligence. Of all the pollutions that we have right now in the world, the greatest and most dangerous is actually, if you want to call it, informational intelligence from the high frequencies that are being transmitted through our electronic equipment, our satellite-based systems like Globalstar and Teledesic and Iridium, and ground-based electronics, including the cell phones and these other, and of course the hyperdimensional archetypes that are transmitted by negative thought.
Do you think that has something to do with the disappearance of the bee colonies?
Yeah, the bee colonies are the bee colonies are disappearing for several reasons. Right, the negative thought patterns and so on are occurring. There's also solar maximum minimum, and apparently with solar minimum there's a decrease in the bee colonies. I think also the bee colonies are disappearing because of the pesticides, which are a type of pesticide that was experimented with and developed by A.G. Farben subdivision in Europe and brought to North America and in France. They discovered almost 2 years ago that these are extremely toxic to bees, and they actually destroy parts of their location centers. And, of course, in every bee, there's a ferromagnetic compound in the part of their brain that senses the geomagnetosphere of the Earth, and they actually position themselves based on the position of the sun and the geomagnetic architecture of the Earth. And when you disrupt that, then they can't find their way back to the colony. So that's the primary reason. So part of the reason is that we're polluting them with these types of pesticides. The other, of course, is genetically modified Franken corn that transfers an unstable gene from the bacteria that are carried by yellow corn that gets into the gut bacteria and turns the bee's little digestive tract into a pesticide factory. And the third factor is the fact that I think that the negative intentional fields that are being developed on Earth and the toxic pollution from depleted uranium and others is, again, interfering with their ability to sense and be able to identify the geomagnetosphere in their architecture in order to be able to fly. We can't see it, but bees can see gravitational waves, they can see the geomagnetic architecture of the Earth, and they actually use it for maneuvering, and that's why the bees' flight patterns also follow, if you want to call it a scalar hologram, with their wiggle and their other patterns that follows the conversion of the tetrahedron type of scalar architecture in order to be able to maneuver back to their colony.
Okay, so we're all on the same page about we being in dire straits on this planet. We're clearly in the end times and critical
times. It's the end of this age, but it's not the, it doesn't mean it's the end of the world.
Right. Now, so
it requires basically being forced to transition to a new type of understanding of what's going
on. Right, that's exactly. So share a little bit about it. The general thesis is, as you mentioned, as the reptilian brain is being kind of like reduced with 528 hertz frequency of love, and
right.
as we do our best and developing the critical mass, the 100th monkey, to put out the frequency vibrations of this truth, of this love, that the reptilian brains will shut down. That is the ego mind that's got everybody enslaved in fear rather than faith, and free in faith and trust and love, that we're involved in a whole spiritual renaissance, the outcome of which, a lot of people are suggesting in about 5.5 years we're going to see a major shift. What do you predict, given everything that you're looking at?
Well, what's happening now is we've started to enter into what's called the photon belt of the galaxy, and every roughly 3,666 years, the arms of the galaxy rise and fall like a carousel. And as the galaxy arm brings us across this photon belt, it's actually a gravitational well, that there's a debris field, so there's an increased risk of an asteroid or cometary impact, which may explain the phenomena that occurred in Peru just recently, and also the increased changes to our weather. The galaxies, in fact, are plasmatic discharges that are created by a torsional vortex that comes up from the center of the black hole of the galaxy, and the plasmatic field actually combines the matter and energy together to form stars, so they're like strings of lights on a plasma stream, and the stars are actually, the nuclear reactions are actually driven by that plasma field, as well as the plasmatic field inside the Earth, which drives the geothermal activity. So as we enter this galactic plane, it's driving more geothermal activity under the Earth, which means more release of energy at the bottom of the oceans where 80% of the volcanoes are, and more solar activity on the surface of the sun because it's a plasma field driven by us going through this energy belt or photon belt.
Reverend Roxie is about 8 miles from Volcanoes National Park. Reverend Roxie, give us an up-to-date report on what you're witnessing out there regarding the volcanic activity.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing, Dr. Len. At night, around 2 o'clock in the morning, I can look out there and I can see the sky is just red. I mean, she is pumping. It is hot. And we just recently, everybody is on edge. We don't know which way she's going to flow. She could come north, south. She could go anywhere she wants to. It really makes us aware that something is going on. We've had earthquakes, we've had rain, torrential rains, and then no rain. It's just not the same, and I think that's what a lot of people... I am really not dying to ask this question, but I am living to ask this question of you, Dr. Bill.
Uh-huh.
Over here on the big island, we've had a big whole awareness about depleted uranium.
Oh, yes, with Dr. Lorraine Murray.
Yes, well, you know, and what we have to understand here, too, is that even though there was some controversy about the numbers, the background radiation over here is way higher than it is supposed to be, and we know that they've raised the levels. Could you, for our listening audience, kind of give us a little understanding of why this depleted uranium in any shape or form wandering around in our atmosphere can be really dangerous for us? Because we're talking genetics here, right?
Yeah. The did a presentation in Vancouver on the 23rd and 24th at the Vancouver 9/11 conference, which, by the way, was suppressed because they don't want this information out. There's no topic that I've spoken on my show in Genesis Communication, which is 2 to 4 Central, Monday to Friday, right after Alex Jones, and then Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. Central, then DU, and nothing, including the World ID or any other topic, vaccines, that gets more negative More interference by the technical authorities that are trying to switch off satellites, more death threats from my people that are guests. So DU is a big deal, and here's what's really going on. I call them the carbo Nazis. What they're doing is the globalists are just signed a recent agreement called the GNEP, the General Nuclear Energy Program, and what they're trying to do is promote the use of nuclear energy as an alternative to carbon-based technologies. Now, of course, we have all kinds of other technologies that are not radioisotope generating, don't generate radioactive thorium, tritium, or strontium, which displaces calcium from the cells. And depleted uranium is anything but depleted. I call it not-so-depleted uranium and DNA landmines. And there's eight types of toxicity from it, but the alpha particle emissions from depleted uranium is equivalent to 10 million electron volts, 10 million electron volts, and the average electron voltage inside the cell that drives the different cellular, electromagnetic, and other processes is 10 electron volts. So it's a million times more than the intracellular communication. So it's like having lightning bolts inside your cell. One nanoparticle by itself can cause cancer. So the Pahakaloa testing range was doing all kinds of DU testing, and of course the Hawaiian public health minister and the general in charge of the military base there on the Big Island, they discovered with Lorenz's analysis of the data and others that the rates of cancer were unusually high in specific sectors of the Big Island that were downwind of the Pahakaloa testing range. So they literally were making, in Lorenz's words, paradise radioactive. The World Testing Facility for actually measuring world radiation globally after above-ground nuclear testing for many years was actually on Big Island. They actually have up on the mountain there in the Big Island of Hawaii the actual radioactive aerial testing range, and part of it is because it rains out of the troposphere when it rains. So when you have a place that has a lot of rain, it pulls these nanoparticles down from the upper troposphere. And they know that the worldwide jet stream that brings these from all over the world, from testing range all the way from Vieques Island off Puerto Rico and testing in America, that they rain down on places that have heavy rain. So if they started a nuclear war, for example, right now, downwind in Yemen, Myanmar, which is now having some political problems, India, all the way through to Malaysia, will receive a particularly heavy dose of downwind nuclear fallout of depleted uranium. It displaces cobalt and manganese in the periodic table of elements in Section 5, if you look in the vertical periodic table. And what it does is that if you can predictively realize that the cobalt will interfere with the normal enzyme called alcohol dehydrogenase that makes neurotransmitters, so you can expect neuromuscular disorders. It displaces also manganese and chromium. And as a result, what happens is that you get diabetes at an enormously high rate because of displacement of chromium, which is necessary to maintain the transmembrane potential of cells. And it also causes the neuromuscular problems and problems with vitamin B12 metabolism. So we're seeing a lot of problems with increased dementia, neuromuscular problems, psychiatric disorders, diabetes, obesity, and cancer rates. And, of course, the organogenesis is dependent on folic acid because at the metaphase, when cells separate, they require the folinic acid in order to have proper chromosome separation. So you get dysgenesis and trisomic syndromes, which are the primary cause of first trimester abortion that's spontaneously in all mammalian species. After 9/11, for example, one of the things that it produces a very high amounts of trisomic syndromes is dioxins and dibenzofurans and other polychlorinated biphenyls that interfere with folate. So DU can be expected to produce all these kinds of syndromes. It is a genocide, and the move with the GNAP to push them and actually increase the use of depleted uranium munitions is not just designed to destroy the countries and salt the land like Carthage when it was salted by Rome back two millennia ago. But it's designed to destroy, like Anthony J. Hilder has said, the genetics of the attackers, the military personnel that actually do this, because they're a boomerang munition that goes back and fries their DNA and their genetic cell lines so that the people who could potentially be the warriors to protect a nation end up being unable to reproduce and become genetic, so genetically damaged and become permanently disabled and die of cancer prematurely or dementia. So that's what's really going on. We really do have genocide. It's hard for people to swallow that because they can't conceive of that kind of level of evil.
Well, all they have to do is read The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich.
Yeah, we see it right now. We see the rise of the, right now, the rise and fall of Rome is a good example, but also we're seeing the rise of the Fourth Reich with Prescott Bush's grandson in power. And these people are very religious, but it just happens to be their Satanists. And,
you know, someone explained to me once that these people have somewhat of a correlation with the reptilians that David Icke and everybody talks about, and they said that one of the main characteristics of these of this particular breed of people is that they lack self-awareness. Would you find that to be a correct way to look at it?
I'll explain it because I did this when I spoke in the Granada Forum too,
uh-huh.
So I'll kind of try to explain that. If you look at the all the leaders of all these different organizations worldwide, you'll find a similarity because they all of them have an ancient tradition that goes back to ancient Sumeria and eventually to read back to Atlantis at the time of the Great War, which is three shards ago or three crossings. If you look at the star on the front of the Knights of Malta, what you'll find is the Knights of Malta have a cross in their chest that actually indicates a galactic crossing or called a star of the crossing. People who run the world are the, if you want to call it, the historical and lineal descendants of those that consider themselves the keeper of civilization through the times of periodic galactic cataclysm. And we're about to go through one again, which is the time as we enter the photon belt, there's an increased risk of the crust of the Earth rotating on the magma shield as the gravitational field of a returning dwarf star called the Destroyer crosses or the ecliptic of the Sun from the southern hemisphere. And that, of course, is the 2012 event that they talked about from the Mayans. And people wonder how the Mayans knew these things. They didn't use the Hubble telescope. They used what's called the internal telescope, which is entering into the knowledge base, which is eternal. There's no past, present, or future, and the knowledge of these galactic events that's imprinted deep into our being. That's non-local and it's not dependent on time and space that we perceive. So they knew that the long count was going to end shortly. It's because we're heading toward the crossing again. It's also a time of quickening so that a certain portion of the population are waking up and some of the population are actually going to sleep because they fear the transformation and they are resisting it and they're willing to attack those that do understand that we're going through a forced transition to a higher order type of civilization from a zero order that is sort of looking at our collective belly button navel fuzz, thinking that we're only the only sentient cognitive being in the universe, to a civilization that realizes that we're in a collective of advanced civilizations that cross the cosmos that are very advanced. And it doesn't obviate or explain away the fact of what we are as a spiritual super being that is non-local in space and time, but that we're just waking up to the realization of what we've always been, and that our civilization has risen and fallen because we failed the examination in the past.
Well, you know, we have to do a little bit of maintenance here, and I really don't want you to go away because I really want you to address another one of my favorite topics, which is nutritional supplements. And after everything that we've just heard, for those newies like me who have never met you or heard you before, and I'm absolutely fascinated by what you're saying, I would really like to know, with my faith and my belief in God, in what directions can I go to prepare for the types of things that are coming up? It's enough to know, but then what can we as human beings do? So, Dr. Nan, Can we do a little housekeeping here and let everybody know what's going on? And
yeah, you know,
Can you stick with us for a little bit longer? I know it's late on where you're at.
I appreciate that. I hate to interrupt because Dr. Bill is on such a roll. He's blessing us with such wisdom and such in-depth knowledge regarding these things. I'm just going to thank, again, our supporters, our sponsors. There's a toll-free number. I'll just give it really twice, and then we'll get back right to Bill. It's 888-508-4787. If you want to get anything in the Healthy World catalog, go to Healthy World Distributing or HealthyWorldStore.com. Toll-free 888-508-4787. And Dr. Bill, I want to first of all thank you. I know it's so late where you are, and I know you've got a busy day tomorrow. I'm going to be part of your day tomorrow. I'm looking forward to being on.
Yeah, we need to talk about these things because people need to know. It's your video that you have up on YouTube talking about the lies of what's going on in terms of the vaccine, eugenics, and so on, is extremely important that people grasp that this is really going on an intellectual and what I call a zone one journalistic level. It's going on in terms of whistleblower, which is what you are when you dig up these actual documents, and it's going on a classified level because the people that run our world, as people say, mankind wouldn't do this, and because they aren't. It's being driven by something much more malevolent and evil than people, the average, mortal mind can understand.
Right. You know, I want to focus on the solution. I'm so glad.
Yeah, the solution is really important because you carry a number of nutraceuticals that are transformational as well.
Yeah, let's get to this. Let's talk about this, Dr. Bill.
Well, the first thing that I'm being led, and again, I happen to be what I call a cosmic messianic believer. I understand that we're going through a transition where our civilization is going to have a significant calling, not by the globalists themselves, but by events that are going to come on the world. Right now, people are going to, I'll just go backwards and say, the definition of doing good is to hear and do the will of the Most High God. The definition of evil is to decide for ourselves what is good or evil. So if you're not plugged into the source of all knowledge and eternal creativity, you're dying in the sense of the spirit being.
Give that one more time.
That life is based on being plugged into Shema, or hearing and doing the will of the Most High God, and evil is to decide for ourselves what is good or evil. And
now,
I want
to emphasize that because everybody listening, our biggest tragedy, our biggest downfall is thinking that we know certain things, anything.
Right, and that's the problem is that before you do anything, even if you're intellectually figure you've got it all figured out, you've got to do a lot of prayer, a lot of soul searching, a lot of meditation. That's why the ancient prophets of ancient Israel and any other land spent days, weeks, months, and years sometimes not going out into outer space, but going into inner space to get in contact with the Creator that made us. And seeking knowledge not from a library, but from what's called the Hila Archeon, which is a store of all knowledge that people refer to as the Akashic Records. But it's not a building or a place. It's a place that's actually in the very nature of the creation of, if you want to call it, the seed atoms that we were made with.
It's your DNA. It's an antenna.
Exactly, yeah. So that's what's important, and the idea is that's why the basis of Luciferianism, which is really, that's what they call themselves, but they are actually Satanists, which is opposers, is they think they're just able to decide what is good or evil. And if you look at the book of Genesis, that's a perfect example of the disinformation of most public religion of all various types, which is why religion is anathema to relationship. As I tell people, religious people do evil things because they're not plugged into source, and relational people to the Most High God are not capable of evil because they hear and do the will of God.
Yeah, it's what we've been talking about on the show before of competition versus community and communication and communion
right, and that,
with
yeah,
each
that
other
also
and the divine.
Big, and that's why, as I mentioned when I spoke at Granada, 10,000 years from now, if our civilization survives the test that we're about to go through and the examination with our 2HB pencils, there will be no religion. There will only be relationship because we'll know the nature of what kind of a being we are and the nature of our universe, and we'll be in a collective of civilizations they'll have an advanced technical understanding, but we will not be transhumans that'll have merged with their technology. Our spirituality will have superseded it, and technology will not have turned us into machines.
And the biggest machine that's ongoing is in everybody's head right now, called the egomaniacal, survival fear-based mentality that you've got to shut off in order to open the heart to commune.
Well, I think the problem is that people haven't started living eternity. If they start living eternity today rather than at the moment of their death when their bones or their dust is putting in the dirt, then they can start having relational with not only with each other but all of the living things in the universe and eventually with other civilizations, both human and non-human, that are throughout the cosmic collective called the Council of the Eschaton. So,
I mean, I don't even go that far. I want to commune with the fish in the sea, with the dolphins and the whales, with the bees and the birds and everything. All these trees and beautiful flowers are putting off vibrations and colors.
Well, those vibrations also actually sing the song of our DNA. In fact, those epigenetic signals actually allow the very existence of our own structure.
You know,
that's why as we leave this earth, the species die, they actually increase the risk that we are as self no longer can exist.
You know, I think it's real important, too, and it has been always in the ministry of raising Cain, that we get to the giggle. Can you tell us, the listeners, where laughter comes into all of this? Where does that humor come from? What will that do for us? Does that do something for our DNA? Can that repair? Can that help? Can we get to the laughter?
Well, the thing I like that's in the ancient Bible, those who really understand this, is that everything is vibration. So it's all, if you want to call it, voice. Everything has a sound, the sound of the creation of the universe. They call it the Big Bang. The light and the electromagnetic and electrical energy, because it's a plasma universe. And in a sense, all laughter is basically having a higher understanding of the nature of what we are, because when we see opposition, when we see separation, it is all perspective, because once we start to perceive that we are indeed all connected and all one, then the idea of opposition and destruction becomes irrelevant and stupid, and the basis of evil, which is doing what we think is right in our own eyes, which is actually the exact opposite of what should be done.
You know,
so laughter,
I
think, comes out of that.
I'd just like to comment, when you laugh, that ha, actually right now, if I go, and say the name of the Creator's name, the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, and say, that's the 528 hertz frequency that I'm saying, that's the core love frequency, and it's essentially a comic relief that the Creator made sure that we never forgot His name or His frequency vibration and His uplifting message of laughter and joy, because that's what he does. From everything is a creation based on this love and this joy. So certainly that's part of where we're heading.
Yeah, it's the breath. Actually, what it means is Yahweh means the breath that is all that is.
Yeah.
And that's what people do when they. That's why I say religion is the opposite of relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely. It takes.
I mean, it translates into
it.
Science. It translates into the dialectic. People don't understand that before there's a science, there's pre-science, which is intuition. And any great scientist was an intuitive that entered into the storehouse of all knowledge first. And the problem is that we're not driven by. All ancient civilizations knew this: that philosopher kings had to be the ones that actually were the wise over the military rulers of any civilization. And we don't have that now. We have fools and corporatists running the world and driving it toward a Luciferian, supposed satanic end. And that's why we have, in the words of Benito Mussolini, fascism, which was better called corporatism, driving us toward a annihilation. And the solution is simple. The first thing is to start getting connected and start realizing that any religion that suggests that the death of any other organism, human or non-human, the death of the planet or anything else, because human beings aren't causing carbon dioxide to cause the earth to die, but they're certainly polluting by their by their behavior and by sins of omission, not doing the things to stop the corporate leaders and the so-called politicians from starting depleted uranium wars, starting a nuclear attack. I mean, I'm very disturbed by the so-called Christian right that think that George Bush is a good man and a Christian, and that he has to bathe the earth in Armageddon for Jesus to come back. And
yeah, it's insane, isn't it?
Yeah, it's disturbing because I consider myself a cosmic messianic believer.
Yeah.
If Yeshua HaMashiach, Emmanuel, came back, he would probably take them with the cat of nine tails and drive them out of the churches.
Yeah, he'd be beating them with a stick or a, you know, some sort of a whip at the temple gates.
Right, and the problem I see is that they didn't ever get his message, which is, you know, the only way to, quote, worship the Most High God and to be what we are as a being is to first hear and do. I mean, in other words, the hearing process is, you know, be quiet and hear the voice of God in us first before we start doing. And that we're, and so what we have that we're developing here at NutraMedical is a series of new transformational nutraceuticals and also some advanced science. Our most powerful one that we've just launched an upgrade today is called Nutridyne. That's a true nascent monoatomic iodine with a fourfold monoatomic gold. And, of course, the main thing is energetics. And our cells are made of a eukaryote, which is the regular DNA in the cytoplasm, and the prokaryote, which is the mitochondria. And the marriage between those two, which is interesting, is crossed by the presence of selenium, which is a main enzymatic protector of DNA, both, and the iodine, which of course fits with, again, the main higher energy points of the, you know, the highest point being the base of the brain, the basal nuclei, and the thyroid, which is a shield of the body and a generator of all the energy. So the Nutridyne contains those, the monatomic gold basically attaches to the G proteins in the cell membrane and the histones on the DNA to act as a scalar phonon maser amplifier, and the monatomic iodine actually switches on the energy production.
And tell me, I'm sure that a healthy world will carry it, but where could people get this Nutridyne?
Well, if they go to NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or call us after 9 a.m. Mountain Time to 5 p.m., 6 p.m. Mountain Time at 888-212-8871. The right now, the biggest pollution that we have right now in the world is electromagnetic. According to Dr. Carlos, did research on cell phones, they call them portable microwaves. We're now being bathed in satellite-based pollution from Teledesic Global Star and the Iridium satellite system, and the frequencies that they're transmitting these satellites is the same frequency of all living things. They're now in the mega gigahertz range, so they're actually interfering with intracellular communication. The other thing that's happening is that we have all these Wi-Fi networks, computers, and other equipment that's directly jamming our cells. So the cells, even if they have nutrients outside the cell, the DNA has been told it has already absorbed the nutrient, even though it's not present in the cell. So the cells are developing micronuclei that are identical to what we use after Chernobyl and exposure to radioisotopes. That indicates that the cell has been subject to free radical damage. So you get peroxynitrate, singlet superoxide anion radical, and it got DNA damage and cross-linking of proteins and enzymes. And those can be quantitatively checked now. So the Nutridyne will block and reverse the effect of radiation exposure and electromagnetic pollution, which is our worst pollution. Then, of course, the next, of course, are heavy metals and fluorides. And the reason why they're, you'll notice that the spread of fluoridation and the spread of genetically modified foods, it has the wrong scalar signature. So these foods that contain genes from other species, phyla, genera, and species, interferes with normal cellular communication so that the body's cells can't absorb the nutrients, because scorpion tomatoes and jellyfish potatoes are not absorbed into the body, so that the cells starve and they develop damage and abnormal organ development.
You see, listeners, why it's important that we turn inward. This is so minute. It's not like it's going to come like a big, heavy brick from the sky. We are talking about subtleties here. We are talking about nature. We're talking about homeostasis. That's why Dr. Bill is so important, that people really understand what they're putting in their body. And if I have one more thing I want you to address on this show, you know, Donald Rumsfeld was the secretary. They allowed him to resign or quit or whatever it was.
Right.
He is the man who was responsible for bringing NutraSweet or aspartame to our world. And we are now seeing that there is an effect from this particular chemical on the brain and on the body. Could you please, so that people tomorrow will stop drinking their Diet Coke, stop giving their kids and thinking that it's good because they're not doing the sugar thing, that would you please just one more time tell everybody what's going on with that aspartame?
Serum Pharmaceutical had their scientists experimenting with different molecules, and what happened is the research was originally working, starting at the Tavistock Institute with brain implants in 1947. By 1955, they were quite successful at controlling movement and other things remotely using microwires implanted in various motor nuclei in the brain. By the mid-60s and early 70s, Dr. Delgado at Yale University succeeded at using pulsed electromagnetic frequencies that would cause brain entrainment. And what happened is the molecule aspartame is a, if you want to call it, mind tenderizer, so it causes brain entrainment by external pulse magnetic field. So if you're taking glutamate agonists like aspartame, it actually makes you more subject to mind control. So MSG and aspartame are extremely neurotoxic, and they actually increase the risk of pulsed lights like high-definition television, electromagnetic pulse, and other sounds for mind control experimentation. You know, whether it's used by transferring electromagnetic frequencies through the air, because they're spraying us with chemtrails, and their primary purpose there is put barium and aluminum salts to turn the air into a plasma so they can pulse entrainment frequencies through satellites, cell phone towers, and other ways of beaming directly to the individual. Like the Nokia cell phones that don't send it in a broadband signal in the whole area, but beam it directly to your cell phone. Part of the reason for the national and the world idea is to actually beam that signal that's not only directly to you, but also biocoded to your DNA. So we're seeing a level of evil that is beyond the comprehension of the average person. So when I say these technical things, they say, well, somehow I've just made this up. No, they... You can actually find the patents for the Nokia research and the research that Dr. Nick Begich and others have done that talks about brain entrainment. But aspartame is a brain entrainer for pulsed electromagnetic fields, so the cells actually start to seizure or fire in response to this entraining external magnetic pulse.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm looking out my window right now, and there are other people here that can verify this, but I have never seen the sky as red as it is tonight. Absolutely a glow.
Yeah.
Over here in
Hawaii. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate having the opportunity to help people get a little bit of understanding. If they listen to the NutraMedical Report, we cover many of these two things. We cover everything from medicine and depleted uranium to astrophysics and other things. But they really need to connect all of these issues together, or they're not going to understand the whole truth. My two websites are NutraMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, MEDICAL.com, and Clay and Iron, that's CLAYANDIRON.com. And that, of course, is out of the book of Daniel, because it's right out of the one of the latter chapters that talks about close and seal up the words of this until the time of the end, and we're there. We're now at the time of the end of this age. We have, you know, our U.S. government, which is modern Babylon the Great, is ready to start a nuclear war. We have a financial system that's ready to collapse upon itself on purpose. And we have the poisoning by molecular holocaust from weaponizing our food, electromagnetic pollution, depleted uranium, soft nuclear wars, all occurring at the same time as we're heading into a galactic plane that is going to cause climatic and geotectonic cataclysms to the Earth.
Well, I'm up for the challenge, Dr. Bill. I'm gonna
say, we're gonna get through this, but as I say, we're gonna have to rely on a lot of prayer, because the key issue is if people aren't praying and receiving wisdom, building underground cities will not save them. Thinking that they're gonna get life extension technology is not gonna save them from what's coming. And the solution is not to have fancy space-based platforms to knock out asteroids coming toward the Earth as we head into a higher chance of an impact. It's an internal transformation that has to happen inside people first before our geopolitical and our medical system is transformed. So just changing our politics by electing a particular individual, however good, with an internal change is not going to do anything.
Amen on that.
You know, let me just, I'm going to give a plug. I've shut up tonight largely because I'm just thrilled to have you be a special guest on the Inside Hour, Dr. Bill. I want to thank you. I want to just mention the research that I'm doing and have been doing, this whole concept that we're got to simply need a tune-up. The perfect circle of sound, the core creative frequencies of the universe give us
right.
the capacity to retune, to recommune, to regain that blessed power and glory from this musical mathematical matrix of this divine universe. What the religious world calls the kingdom of heaven is right here, right now. And
exactly,
all we need
yeah.
to do is simply tune back into it. So I'm putting all my money and all my effort into getting the music of divinity out to humanity. And through that, we will vibrate the waters of the universe.
Absolutely. Even Nikola Tesla said when Marie Curie had her discovery on radioisotopes, he stated that specific scalar frequencies could speed up the half-life so that he could dissipate and destroy things like radioactive depleted uranium that could stay around for 24 billion years. So there is no problem that can't be solved if we have a higher understanding.
Amen. Hallelujah. Dr. Bill, thank you so much for being with us. Give folks one more time your contact information, and then Reverend Roxy, I think we need to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it. The two websites are Clay and Iron, CLAYANDIRON.com, and my nutritional wellness website is Nutri, NUTRI. Medical.com. We cover everything from nutraceuticals to help reverse vascular disease, transformational nutraceuticals, nutraceuticals to reactivate your mitochondria and kill all known pathogens, and of course to protect against things. We have the first line of defense kit that blocks pathogen entry and builds your natural killer cells more than probably any other nutraceuticals out there. We have systems to kill high pathogenic avian flu, Lyme, and other pathogens. Many of them are bioweapons that are on purposely released. And, of course, their plan for pandemic, which is coming. But we don't need to fear. As I say, our God is God. And fear is, of course, the elixir of the New World Disorder. So that if you fear the Creator, meaning you respect the one who has made us, you can't fear man or the wiles of those who are, quote, Satanists and think they're Luciferians when actually they're just opposers of the truth.
Amen. Amen. What a great truth and blessing and prayer for all of us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Len, or Sir Len, I should say.
George.
Either one, it'll work.
And thank you for listening, everybody. The main thing right now is your most important ally and your most dangerous enemy is not only to serve the Most High God, but to prepare your neighbor. And if we are our neighbor or our brother's keeper, then we'll be safe. We don't need to worry so much about the hunkered down globalists that want to be in their little bunkers when all cataclysm strikes. We need to be worried about whether we're getting our neighbors prepared for what's coming.
Amen. Beautiful. Love your heart, brother. Look forward to being with you on GCN tomorrow. Give the times again.
GCN, the time of the show is 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday to Friday and Sunday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. You can listen on both the Listen Live buttons on KU Band Satellite at the top of right-hand side of Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, and clayandiron.com, or at GCN, that's George Charlie Nancy Live.com. If they listen on my show, they get the K-Band satellite free, and all the archives are free, and the e-newsletters on both sites are free. And
beautiful.
I cover both Zone 1 journalistic information and news that I post every day, Google links, about 45 to 50 pages of thousands of links, and the 10 top articles that will change their worldview of their world in the Class 1 Journalistic Zone 1. Zone 2, Whistleblower, it's a haven for whistleblowers of military, technical, or spiritual intelligence. And then 3, Classified Information, which people need to get, like you have released, about the release of things like AIDS, race-specific bioweapons, and toxic genetically modified frankenfoods that are clearly just, as I say, not doctors of medicine that are doing this, but doctors of eugenics.
You bet. That's great. Okay, brother, thanks so much. Thanks for joining us on the Inside Hour.
Yeah, take care, everyone, and God bless, and shalom.
Shalom. So, Reverend Roxy, that about does it. I think we better count down. I want to tell folks about your show on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, I've been ranting. I need some help over there. I need a guest as good as Dr. Bill.
Isn't it? Dr. Bill is awesome. You know, I'm sure everybody listening was just really pleased that we have him on tonight.
Yeah, we have to apologize, everybody, because, you know, we really would like to get the heads up ahead of time, but that's just how life is sometimes. It's just so spontaneous, and when you can do it, you can do it. And when someone wants to wake up, you know, late night to talk to us, we just take that opportunity and know. These are beautiful people that are doing this good work.
Indeed. Let me thank again Don Newsom, BBS Radio, for hosting the Inside Hour. Tell your friends and family, make a donation, contribution to BBS. Thanks to Healthy World, we're on the air also, and we continue to do the great work. The new DVD documentary is on YouTube right now. Call in, make a donation, contribution. Call toll-free, 888-508-4787. In fact, if you appreciated tonight's show, both give Don Newsom a call and tell Don thanks and make a contribution to BBS and send a call and thanks our way too. Make a contribution. Ask for In Lies We Trust, the new documentary, 2 hours and 20 minutes, and we'll have that out in 2 to 4 weeks. You'll get it in the mail. I want to thank Tetrahedron Publishing Group for the years of support. And Reverend Roxy, anything else happening in Hawaii that you want to thank or give people attention to?
I'm just looking forward to hooking up with you, Dr. Len, at the Raw Spirit Fest in beautiful Sedona, Arizona. It's not too late. Anybody that wants to catch up with us, we'll be at booth 168.
You know, that reminds me also, we've got a beautiful retreat coming in Hawaii. You want to join Reverend Roxy and look up at night and see the red, fiery red from the volcano. You know, we walk in faith. We don't walk in fear. And we actually, I've been blessed by the Creator giving us 27 acres of the most magnificent property you've ever seen in your entire life, the most powerful healing water and rejuvenating water, the breath of the earth, lava-heated steam, which you're going to be breathing and drinking while you're out there with us. That's going to be the last week in December, first couple days in January in the new year. Celebrate your new year right. Join us in Hawaii. We're going to have the Steam Venom and Health Retreat as our place to host a fabulous week-long healing celebration. Scott Huckabee's going to be playing music. We're going to have a lot of celebration. Great food. Reverend Roxy, what are you going to do to prepare for the retreat?
I'm planting so much lettuce and so many collard greens and so much kale, Dr. Lynn. We're going to have live, living, green foods. I'm going to have cane juice. We're going to have cayenne. We're going to clean our livers. We're going to really just ring in the new year right.
And the best sorbet in the whole planet.
And the best sorbet in the whole planet.
I love you, Reverend Roxy. Thanks to BBS. Thank you for listening. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Inside Hour. Join us again next Tuesday night, same time, midnight East Coast, 9 o'clock West Coast, and 6 o'clock Hawaii. Love you. Bye for now.
Bye for now.